Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
You know, what is happening with Mike that makes you think he's cheating on you?
Well, me and Mike have been together for 6 years. We lived together. We were high school sweethearts. I mean, I know everything about him, and at this point, I could just tell. And I feel like this isn't the first time it's happened.
So when you say this isn't the first time it's happened, has he cheated on you before?
I think he has, but he's a really big mama's boy. And the last time that I was really close to figuring it all out, I guess you can say, his mom covered for him. And so she was his alibi. She made up all his stuff and made me seem like I was crazy, but she covered for him.
So what's the situation here, though?
Well, now he just started a new job and everything was going great at his new job and with us and everything. And he ended up having to go on a business trip with another woman that's at his company. And I get it. Like, he can't pick who he's going with or who they send or, you know, whatever. And he said that there were separate rooms and, you know, of course they were together and had dinner and stuff, but there were separate rooms. Nothing happened. But somehow throughout the entire trip, which was like Tuesday through Thursday, They went to Ohio and he basically ghosted me the whole time he was there. He just texted me once, not even a call, not continuous text messages, one text message that said, "Good night, babe," and then like a kiss emoji. On Thursday, he sent me a message that was clearly not intended for me.
Ooh.
That said, "Thanks, Mom, for covering for me with Christina." I mean, how much clearer can it get?
Okay, so did he ever address that with you? Because, like, I would assume he, if I was going back in my text messages to text somebody else and I saw that I had accidentally texted you that message.
So then I went to his mom and said, "Have you heard from Michael?" And she said, "Oh, no. He just texted me that he landed safely. But you know, honey, he's working and he gets really busy and into work. So you just have to let him work and do what he needs to do, because he's just trying to, you know, provide for you and to become a better man and be ready for your future." Like,
does that sound like a mom who's covering?
Yeah.
Way too much information.
Okay, so we've done this before where we've ruined proposals, and I'm not saying that that's what this is. I mean, I don't know.
So it's either going to be a proposal or cheating. Is that what you're saying, Lauren?
I mean, kind of.
All right, well, let's get down to business. What's the coworker's name?
Trish.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is Mike there?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, Mike. My name is Shay. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Did you really need to call me like 5 times in a row?
Oh, sorry about that. We're just, we're giving away $100 in free red roses. One of your friends tagged you on our Instagram page and you won our monthly contest. So if you don't answer, I have to move on to the next person, which is why we were power calling you, and I apologize.
Oh.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send $100 in beautiful free red roses to?
And it's just free. There's nothing. I need to give you my card or something. And
nope, no delivery fee. We would love if you told someone about our services, but nothing is required.
Is there any way to trace this? Do I need to post about it or something? I know you said that something about Instagram. I don't remember seeing anything.
Yeah, so only if you'd like to. We do not require anything, and we don't personally trace them. This is more for our market research, so it stays mostly in-house.
Okay.
All right. Who would you like to send these roses to?
I'd like to send them to Trish.
Okay. And I also have a romantic card to go with Trish's roses. What would you like to put on that card?
Where is all this going? Yeah, she'll know what I mean.
Okay.
Sorry, Lauren. I don't need to hear anymore. I know where this is going. Me and you, Michael, we're done. You need to go pack up your things and go move in with your mama since you think you're just some tough guy who can just cheat on me. Really?
Yeah, Mike, that's Christina. She's been on the phone the whole time. This isn't Flowers for You. It's War of the Roses with the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show. We catch cheaters.
What the hell is that? You can't trick me on the phone?
Well, we can.
We did. And you're cheating.
No, I can't believe you.
And your mom covered for you. Did you know that? Did you know that you accidentally texted Christina and that's why we're on the phone? You thought that you were texting your mom?
I did. No, I didn't.
Yes. Check your phone, you idiot. And get the hell out of my house now. Like, I can't believe you really thought you were going to get away with it.
I'm not trying to get away with anything.
You just openly admitted that you're seeing someone else.
You want to see where that's going, so I'll make it real easy for you.
All right, dude, you're busted. There you go, Christina. Sorry ending to 6 years on War of the Roses.
Yeah, it wasn't a ring for sure. Thanks.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.